Hi, my name is Kimmy Bird. Before NSS, I was a product owner at an international education company, and now I am an Elixir backend developer in Germany. This is my NSS journey.
You are listening to Stories from the Hackery, a podcast about the students, alumni, and community members that continue to shape Nashville Software School. NSS is the nation's first nonprofit coding bootcamp, where anyone with aptitude and motivation can gain the skills needed for a career in tech. For more information, visit NashvilleSoftwareSchool.com. Welcome back to Stories from the Hackery, a podcast about the students, alumni, and community members that continue to shape Nashville Software School. Joining me today is a cohort 22 alumna, Kimmy Bird. Kimmy is an Elixir backend developer at HipCloud. Kimmy, welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Of course, yes. Something that we like to do on these alumni spotlights, alumni catch-ups, is kind of get to know you and your NSS journey a little bit. So what kind of work and education experience did you have before coming to NSS?
Cool. Yeah. So I was an English major. So the exact opposite of someone techie. And I spent a lot of time working in sales, customer service. And then for about 3 years before I joined NSS, I was a product owner at an international education company. And so it was there that I started working with software developers. We were building this online course. And I was like, oh my gosh, these guys really like their job. They seem to enjoy what they do every day. And so that's where I got interested in what they were doing. And it also seemed a bit magic, you know, like I would say, hey, can you move this button here? And they'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then they just like would do it. And so yeah, they really inspired me. And yeah, I was a bit nervous being not techie at all. But NSS, yeah, very much helped me through that process. I was not the only non-techie person.
Yeah. We get that a lot, right? You know, so many people from so many different types of backgrounds that can come here, learn the skills to get that first job in web development. What was your first job out of boot camp?
Yeah, so technically I was a junior instructor right out of boot camp. So I did that for a year. So I stayed at NSS, which was awesome. I really got to deepen my knowledge. But then after that, I went to work for a Nashville-based healthcare company called Aspire. And I was a full stack developer. So I did both backend, front end, and database. And so I really learned like so much there. I grew a lot, and it really, really was just a big learning experience, not only just about like tech and coding, but just that whole process of building a product, launching new features, all of that that I was pretty new to me. So yeah, it was super interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you feel that NSS prepared you to land that first job after, you know, you did your year of being a junior instructor? How do you feel, yeah, that you were prepared with your time at NSS?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I didn't know until I went into the real world is that software development, like no matter what language you learn, it isn't that different. Like, sure, the syntax is different and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you're like taking data, doing something to the data, sending it back out, right? It's just that's the thing. And so with NSS, that was a huge part of what we were learning, right? Was how to work with data, improving data structures, working with like database design, as well as just that whole flow of how data goes back and forth. And so that was really helpful for me because it was really general. You know, I learned C sharp and Angular at NSS, because I was one of the I was the last cohort to do Angular before we did React. And my first job out of NSS was neither of those languages. So I was kind of learning new skills on the job, new syntax, but like the core was the same. And that was really helpful for me because before that, I thought that every language was so individual and so unique. But it really wasn't as different as I had expected.
That's awesome. Yeah, we say a lot that, at NSS you learn how to learn, and
Yes,
that is
that's so
something that,
true.
yeah, you carry on into your career. It sounds like is
Yeah.
because, yeah, it's a career like web development or data analytics or data science. You continue to learn in every role that you acquire.
Totally. And then, also to not be afraid of error messages. Like, I remember early on, you get that big red block of letters, and it's like, what did I do? Like, the world is on fire. And, like, the NSS would teach you, just read the message, see what it says, what line is it breaking on, and try and, read through those clues. And so, yeah, that's a huge part of learning how to learn is, to learn how to deal with the error messages, because we never get it right the first time. You always start with errors. This is life. And so that was really helpful, just knowing that errors are not a bad thing. It's inevitable in the development process, because otherwise you take it personally.
Absolutely. And I know you talked a little bit about it, but you didn't come from a background in tech. How did it feel at first starting in a whole new field, something that you didn't have experience in originally, but you got these new skills. But what was that like starting a whole new career path?
Yeah, it's sometimes a little panicky because, a lot of my jobs in the past have been very soft skills based. And so, you can kind of fake it a little bit with communication skills, things like that, I feel like. And with tech, you can't. You couldn't really fake it as much. And so, I remember, especially when we were learning how to use the terminal and Git and all of this stuff, I was like writing down all of these commands. And our instructor kept saying, "You will learn these. This will make sense to you." And I remember thinking, nope, I'm going to have this post-it note for the rest of my life. This is my life now, and I'm never going to learn these. And, I really just learned to trust the process because, 2 months in, I was no longer referencing those post-it notes. And I was like, oh, I did learn that. Okay, cool. And so you kind of have to learn to trust the process that it's not just something that you can. At least for me, it wasn't something that I could just go from 0 to 60. It was very incremental learning. It was you were just slowly building on these blocks. And so, from someone who's not a technical person, that surprised me because I was used to, being an English major, you read the book, you write the essay, you read the book, you write the, and that wasn't my case with tech. It was a little bit of a slower pace.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of soft skills, something that, NSS does provide every student that comes through our program is access to our career development services. And so that team works with each of our grads to hone in their interviewing skills with mock interviews and, of course, the demo days, as well as, helping with their resume, their LinkedIn, making sure that they are really prepared, for that job search after graduation. How valuable were those services to you to help you prepare for your job search?
Yeah, that was super helpful, especially the resume part, because I wasn't sure how to translate my past work experience to something that could be seen as valuable to a hiring manager who's in the tech world, And so Ashley and I were able to sit down and really go through and get some really good bullet points of how that could translate over. And she also helped me with salary negotiation because I had no idea, right? Like they gave me some offer and I was like, is this good? Is this normal? Like I don't know. And so that was really helpful guidance because, she's in the know with just the current tech market, which is constantly changing, right? And so she has to be on top of it to know exactly what's going on. So yeah, that was super helpful. I also enjoyed when we were students, they had some mock interviews done like in front of us where the like a real person came in that's like a hiring manager or something and would do interviews. And then also technical interviews. They had like a real employer come in and do a technical interview because for most of us, that was kind of the number one scary thing, right? Is like, what is going to be expected of me in a tech interview? And so it was really nice just to see how it's done. And of course, every company does it differently, but it was nice to see at least an example of what a tech interview could look like. So, super interesting.
We all start as beginners, right? And a lot of people that might be listening to this might be trying to decide, you know, is this the career path for me? You know, is NSS, you know, how I want to get there? What would you say to someone considering a tech career who might not have the background experience? You know, what would you say to them, or what's something that you wish you knew before you started?
Yeah. I think for me, I really relate to people who have any sort of hesitation. It was really my husband pushing me to do this. He's like, you need a job change, you need a new career path. And we knew we wanted to move abroad, and we knew English is the main language in tech internationally. And so it was like this just like, you know, on paper, ticked all of the boxes. But I was really nervous because of the cliche of software developers is every movie you watch, or you watch Silicon Valley or whatever, and it's like, I didn't see myself in any of these developers, right? Like, I'm not wearing a hoodie and coding all night in a basement, you know, like that's not my vibe. I'm more like watching Friends and do a puzzle at night. And so I'm like, you know, trying to imagine, and, you know, I'm a mom. At the time I was in my mid 30s. And so I was really unsure about, is tech going to welcome me? Am I going to fit in? Yeah. But once you get out into the real world and ignore, you know, movies, everybody's just pretty normal and friendly, and people come from all different backgrounds. And I think also, like, being someone who is a career changer is very interesting to a lot of employers, because sometimes tech bleeds into each other. Like my current job, I do a lot of the product, not product owner responsibilities, but my opinion matters, right? So yeah. I'm not just told, here's a ticket, go do it. It's more, hey, here's what we're trying to do. What do you think? I actually get to have these conversations with people in our sales team, our marketing team. And so I think that's one thing I didn't realize, is that in tech, it's not just like this one size fits all. If you want a job where you're literally told, here's the code you need to do, go do this, you can find a tech job like that. But if you want something that's a little bit more, you know, flexible, that's out there too. And so, I've really enjoyed that transition. And senior developers have been so nice and so excited to mentor, because it's intimidating. Like you said, everybody starts as a beginner. But the community for me has been a really positive experience so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any advice to someone that is, you know, looking to kind of follow in your footsteps of, you know, like going through the NSS journey themselves?
I would say the main advice would be, see if you like it first. Maybe do an online tutorial, some sort of coding thing. I did like the Jumpstart program, and that was really helpful, because I was like, I don't even know if I'll like this. And so that was really helpful. And then I would say kind of go in with an open mind. If you end up deciding to do the course, to kind of go in, trust the process. Anybody can learn how to code and be a software developer. It's not like this mysterious thing like we like to make it out to be. It's totally doable. And, I thought that I would want to go kind of the front end UI UX route, because I thought that would really interest me, you know, designing, doing all the cool CSS. But once I did full stack, I realized I actually really much prefer back end. And so even just once you get out into tech, there are so many areas of expertise. So even if you don't like one area, it doesn't mean like you don't like tech. It's just that there's maybe somewhere else you might like that suits you better, or, you know, is more interesting to you. So,
Absolutely. And I love that. And I love what you said about the flexibility of tech and how, yeah, there is something for pretty much anyone if you are, you know, locked in and focused on growing your career in tech, which you obviously have done since you graduated. And now you live abroad. That was one of your goals, getting into tech. And that's really awesome. So tell me about, you know, how that impacted your decision to get into tech and how it allowed you the opportunity to kind of chase that dream and make it a reality.
Yeah, exactly. So I had been working in international education before, and I had lived outside of the US before. And so my husband and I knew that we wanted to raise our kid elsewhere, just, you know, why not, for the adventure. And but you have to make money. So that's a small detail. And so that's where NSS and software development really made it doable, because just the tech world is so international. I went to a conference in Berlin earlier this year, last year, I can't remember, but it was all in English, every single thing. And so it's this huge advantage. You think about all the documentation, it's all in English. And so, yeah, it really just opened up the doors. And yeah, it's been a really nice experience being able to move here, get a decent income that we can support our family. My team is super international. Like, we've got people from France and Egypt and Ukraine. And so I really enjoy that international environment. And German people also, obviously, since we're in Germany. That goes without saying. But yeah, it's just really been so cool to see what an international community in tech is like. And, you know, kind of like you were saying earlier about, like, there are so many different paths you can take. Like, coding isn't the only one. There's also, like, product owner, project manager, all of these different fields that are actually really helpful to do, even if you're not coding every day, if you have, like, a basic understanding of coding. And so same thing here internationally, a lot of the tech teams are English. And so, yeah, just lots of tech opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And I love that, you know, you had a goal in mind and you stuck with it. And now here you are. I mean, goodness, you graduated in what, 2018, 2019?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah. And so then, I was at Aspire for like a year and a half. So we moved, I started this job here about 3 years ago. We moved to Germany October 2020. So it was like still COVID times. like pre everything going. So it was, it was a wild time to move, but we made it work somehow. I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome. Really cool. Well, any last words or maybe some fun memories from your time at NSS or your cohort or any shout outs that you want to give? Now is the time.
Oh my gosh, Kate. I could do shout outs forever, but main shout outs, I would say, you know, Steve Brownlee, coach. I was so intimidated by him because he just seemed to know everything and he had just been doing this for 20 years. But he has just become such an amazing friend and mentor and supporter. Just really appreciate him. Also, Joe Shepard, Jizzy David, Meg Ducharme, Leah Huffling. So yeah, it was just, NSS was such a pivotal moment for me, really, because I had never had any what I felt like were hard skills. And you know, in a world of uncertainty, sometimes soft skills are underappreciated. And so to have like those technical hard skills was so helpful. But then also just like the relationships I made. They always say like that your first network is your cohort. And that was totally true. I just love following my friends from the cohort on Instagram, seeing where they are now. And you know, you really grow a lot during that 6 month period, and you're in these group projects and you remember just being like, what are we doing? How are we going to do it? And then we figured it out. And so, I think the relationships are just so special, and that NSS was just really, supportive of the constantly need for changing technology, right? And kind of keeping up with everything. So like once React became a big thing, to be like, okay, we need to be teaching React, to be able to be flexible with that, I think is so important, because otherwise you'll go the route of becoming like irrelevant, like teaching technology that nobody's using anymore. And so it's just it's such a cool thing. Oh, and shout out to Ashley, obviously, of course, from Careers Services. She's awesome.
Yes, awesome. We love that. Well, Kimmy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be on the show. And where can our listeners find you online?
Yeah, so mainly just LinkedIn, Kimberly Bird. You should find me there, I think, is the most logical place. And then if you're an NSS grad or a current student, I'm also on the Slack channels, so feel free to message if you ever have any questions. I'm always happy to help. I love like seeing where students end up going, and it's so cool to see people like make that first big leap, because it really is just a leap into darkness and you just hope for the best. And so it's cool seeing other people going through that journey.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. Kimmy, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jessica. It was so good chatting with you.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find the links mentioned in today's podcast in the show notes below. Hear more insights like these when you visit NashvilleSoftwareSchool.com.